KX93.5, Laguna's only FM, keeping an eye on the community. And we had some legendary surf in all of Orange County this weekend, and the Brook Street Classic finally did happen after a long waiting period this summer. We've got Jeff Booth, who organized the event this year. How are you, man?
Doing well. A little tired this morning.
I would guess. I mean, how many? You must have wiped out a few times this weekend.
Yeah, I almost killed myself on Friday when the swell was first loading in. I had a terrible wipeout, so I was a little kinked the whole weekend. I think I surfed about 3 or 4 times each day and helped run the event, and I think I still have some salt water coming out of my nose even today. So.
Well, I mean, and this was like gnarly surf for what we get around here. I mean, it was the biggest in a long time, wasn't it?
We always try to run the Brook Street when it's big. And if we don't get a swell that's going to happen over a weekend, you know, we always want 2 days of great surf. Some years we just don't have the event. So we definitely have standards. And, you know, that's why we waited till the end of October to have the event. But we saw this big swell on the map and we all started talking. We go, hey, this thing's going to fill in Friday, peak Saturday, Sunday. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Conditions weren't ideal, but it was big south swells. The direction wasn't quite perfect, but I'll tell you what, it was exciting. There was a lot of wipeouts. Great.
Well, and I saw, like, at the wedge in Newport, it was like 15 feet. So what does that equate to in Laguna? How big were the waves?
You know, the faces were anywhere from about 6 to 8 foot faces, and the bigger sets were about 10 to 12 foot faces. We had a lot of big sets, you know, coming off second and third reef, peeling all the way through and taking people out, had some broken boards, broken leashes. So yeah, there was definitely a bit of carnage going on, but that's what the Brook Street's about.
Sure. You know,
the fans, the waves close to shore, the fans are all lined up on the cliff, and there's a lot of action, a lot of entertainment.
Was this the 53rd year, is that right?
52nd? No, I'm not 100% sure. I might have been the 56th. Let me check right now because I have a T-shirt here.
Okay.
And I'm just walking up the stairs going to look for it. But contest T-shirt. Oh, it's the 54th annual Brook Street.
Okay, 54th,
yeah.
Right on.
So we started back in the 60s, and we've tried to run consecutive years. Some years it just doesn't happen because surf doesn't cooperate.
Right. Right, and I know it has happened the last few years, and we almost didn't make it this year. What's the cutoff period? When do you stop waiting?
We pretty much have October, and then we kind of pull the plug on it because the south swells really stop. I mean, you know, normally south swells start in May, and they kind of get run all the way through October. And once you get past October, the southern hemisphere kind of quiets down. So that's the waiting period, and this is one of the latest events we've ever had. This is about as far as you could push it.
Right. And so what are some of the verdicts? Who won various divisions?
Well, some of the standout divisions, the Pro-Am division was won by Travis Booth. That's my son. He's a high schooler. He also won the junior men's. In the men's, Michael Chapman won. He's a great surfer. Senior men's was won by Nate Zoller, and he was the runner-up in the Pro-Am division. He's a great surfer. The Masters division was won by Mike Todd, so he was my co-director. And then the Senior Masters, I won that. So
the booths are representing, dude.
Yeah, hopefully people don't think the two directors pay the judges off because we didn't. Grand Masters was won by Scott Holt. And in the women's division, Kayla Cassino won that. The girls, my daughter Tess Booth, won that. And in the boys' division, Braden Belden, he won the boys' division. So there was a lot of great surfing, great turnout. It wasn't our biggest turnout because, you know, a lot of kids are at college. A lot of people just couldn't make it.
Yeah, sometimes a little later.
Yeah, that far back in the season, you don't get a huge turnout, but it was competitive and the waves were great, so super fun event.
So just personally, let me ask you, what do you hope your kids will do with surfing?
Oh, I mean, you know, I've introduced them both at a very young age. My son's 16, my daughter's 14, and, you know, most important thing is just the love of the ocean and understanding of it and, you know, just enjoyment. Both of them are great surfers, and we'll see where that takes them, you know, if they want to try and take it to the pro level, you know. I used to do that a long time ago. I surfed on tour for about 10 years, so that's my background. And, you know, it'd be fun to see, fun to watch. I know, you know, I've won the Brook Street quite a few times, but my son, Travis, 16, won the pros, like, I didn't win the pros at 16. I was in my early 20s when I did that. So
well, you always want your kids to outshine you, right? That's the goal.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a pleasure.
Really cool, man.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad the contest happened this year. I was getting worried. I know we had a couple false alarms this summer. We're always happy to support it on the radio station. And I guess next year we'll do it all again.
Yeah, and, you know, it was a great community event, and everyone stepped up. We were a bit short-staffed, and the whole town basically ran the event. And, you know, it's just so good to get the community together every year. We have a rich surfing culture here in this town, and it's great to be able to celebrate it as a tribe. So, you know, that's the most important thing. It's not really who won. It's just making sure everyone gets together and has a great time and, you know, just kind of rekindle the fires, and it's fun. I mean, we're one big giant family, so it's awesome.
Well said, man. Jeff Booth, co-director of this year's Brook Street Classic. Brandi Faber, I imagine, will be back on board next year if he's not in Mexico hanging out when it happens. And we'll just stay in touch, man. We love the contest, and it's such an important part of Laguna's history.
All right. Well, thanks for the support. Appreciate it.
All right, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man.